Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and I'd like to welcome you to the 76th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're going to inspire, inform, and motivate you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness. For those of you joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you are joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or even a Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We will be here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time, so plan on joining us every week. Today, we will be talking about all you need is happiness. Wait, happiness? This is Stress Buster Secret number 76. Last week, I was supposed to attend the Dalai Lama's appearance in Boulder, Colorado, and I had planned on it, and I even took the day off from doing the radio show. However, it was not to be. The tickets got messed up, and even though there were 17,000 lucky people who attended the two of his presentations that went in Boulder, I was not among them, and I was really sad that it didn't happen. So I consoled myself by watching some of Dalai Lama's interviews and various appearances on YouTube, which I would encourage you to do as well. Dalai Lama is actually a wonderful man, a wonderful speaker. He is the 14th Dalai Lama, and he is the current one. These are important monks from the Gelug, G-E-L-U-G school, the newest school of Tibetan Buddhism, which is headed by the Ganden Tripas. This comes from Wikipedia. So the Dalai Lama is a Buddhist monk. And I'd like to open with a couple of his, because he is really interested in happiness. And one of his quotes is, "The purpose. The purpose of our lives is to be happy." And then he goes on to talk to us later on about happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. This leads us around to build life. Excuse me, I'm going to drink some water. If we want to live a purpose-filled life, we need to be happy. And happiness is not something ready-made. It is something that comes from our own actions. So listening to several of the talks, I came up with a couple of questions. First of all, I did get to see some snippets of his Boulder presentation. And Boulder is known as an ecologically friendly city, a lot of bicyclists and things like that. And it is a little bit out there in terms of philosophies and those types of things. But Boulder does have, at its core, the understanding that meditation, guided imagery, learning about self, living a happy life as well. So when Dalai Lama came on the stage, he had a bicycle helmet on, and he looked really cute in it. And he wears a lot of hats or visors or helmets, and I don't know the reason, but I would suspect that because he cannot alter his traditional dress in any way whatsoever, that he wears the different hats or whatever to show continuity, support, alignment wherever he is. And I've often told a story, I think I've even shared it in a previous radio show, about being mindful and about being very present moment. And the Dalai Lama is an excellent example of that. Excuse me, I do have a little bit of a dry throat. I am going to get a cough drop so I don't keep coughing in your ear. We've had a lot of pollen, a lot of fires, and for some reason, my nose just wants to be a little bit unhappy, so I apologize. At any rate, talk about mindfulness, and when I teach mindfulness in school and as we get ready to settle in, I keep reminding my students that being mindful is being very, very, very present moment. And to cite an example of this, I said, and the Dalai Lama practices this every day, all day pretty much. And when he and some of his people were walking across a courtyard in a retreat center going to lunch, some people came up and said, well, where are you going? And one of his entourage or whatever replied, I'm walking to lunch. And another person said, yes, we're walking to lunch. And when the Dalai Lama was asked the same question, he looked at the person asking the question and he said, I'm walking. I find this so interesting on so many different levels. And I hope that I can help you share why this is so interesting to me and understand it at a deeper level. They all had a common goal or purpose or reason crossing the courtyard, and it was the same reason. However, when they were asked the same question, two people came up, including the purpose, in their answer. I'm walking to lunch, I'm walking to the mess tent, or those types of responses. The Dalai Lama said, I'm walking. Now, that doesn't mean he was walking aimlessly around, and it doesn't mean he didn't have the same purpose for walking as everyone else. But in this moment, he wasn't even projecting into the future to the event, to the lunch, to the mess tent, to whatever, present moment walking. Now, he did have an ultimate purpose in mind, but that did not prevent him from being mindful of every step that he was taking and the alignment of the steps with his ultimate purpose, that of getting lunch. So I just was fascinated with all of this, and I've often had a soft spot for him because of his gentle sense of humor. Sometimes he takes a little time to say the words because English is not his first language. And sometimes he has to lean over and ask for what a word means or whatever. But it is all done with such great compassion and open-heartedness. It is just so peaceful to sit in his presence, even though it's on a YouTube screen, and just be fully aware of how present he is to everything he says and everything he does. And he's an inspiration for me to become as present moment as I possibly can and use humor to light on the way back into the present moment. And some of the quotes that he is famous for, such as love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Or one of my favorites, be kind whenever possible. It's always possible. So we come to one of the questions, why isn't it sufficient to just take care of the body? Well, that leaves out the majority of who we are. If we're focused solely on the body and the body needs and the body functions, we are leaving out most of who we are, most of the being that we be. And he talks about taking care of the body. In Boulder, he told the humorous story about what happens when he has gas, when he travels. And he's sitting with this bicycle helmet on the top of his head, little spectacles, and is sitting resting on his nose, and that beautiful, wise smile. And he says, sometimes when you fly, you know, the gas expands a little bit. Okay, we've all had the experience of having to pass some gas. And here he is in front of at least, I don't know, 8,500 people talking about passing gas. And he says, and you know, when you're on a plane, you're very close to people. And he says, it's impossible to not let people know what you are doing. So I just gently kind of lift up, and hopefully it doesn't smell too bad. And he's doing this, and the whole crowd is laughing. Because here he is, talking about the human body and saying, you know, don't hold on to it, take care of it, and know that there are certain circumstances in which you may have to do something that other people would consider to be rude, but if you do it with a sense of humor, if you do it with a sense of lightheartedness and laughter, then most people will accept and forgive. And we do have a body. We do need to deal with the body. And we do need to understand how the body works. And what he suggests to do is, I find hope in the darkest of days or in the darkest of moments when I'm having to do this in front of a whole group of people who think that I should not have bodily functions. I find hope in the darkest of days and focus on the brightest. I do not judge the universe. And he talks about practicing compassion and kindness. He says, my religion is very simple. My religion is kindness. Even though he's a Buddhist monk, what he's saying to us is he is not trapped by religion. He is expressing spirituality all the time. And that's a big difference with this. I heard a debate not too long ago about it's time to have the frank discussion about the difference between religion and spirituality. And I think the Dalai Lama is a brightly shining beacon that can lead us to some of those discussions and get some clarity around these somewhat thorny topic, because he does it with humor, he does it with joy, he does it from his heart, and he does it with compassion. And all of those things are examples of spirituality. So he is a living, breathing, shining, lighted example of spirituality, even though he is a Buddhist. So, interesting conversation, and it's going to get more and more interesting in the future, I believe. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more about the Dalai Lama, some of the ways he approaches the lighthearted, humorous aspects of life, and the choices that we can make. Remember during the Calm Moms free report that the audio is no longer a part of the bonus, and so you would just simply get the free report. Please, I encourage you to sign up and get the Calm Moms free report, even if you're not a mom.
stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer. So act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you for hanging with us through the commercial. We're talking about the Dalai Lama, and one of the titles of one of his YouTube is No Regrets. No Regrets. And in there he talks about facing some of the most challenging things of life, such as death and those types of things. And in there, in this discussion, he talks about using humor and lightness and joy to actually help you leave this life with no regrets. He also lives his life with the understanding that he doesn't want regrets. And he talks about meeting real challenges or meeting real tragedies in life. And he says, you know, there's a few different ways to do this. But there are two main ways. One is to lose hope, lose your sense of laughter, lose your sense of humor, lose your sense of joy, compassion, and kindness, and falling into self-destructive habits. And he doesn't explain what a lot of those are, but we can imagine. Or the other is to use the challenge to find our inner strength, who we really are. And we are so much more than we give ourselves credit for being. He says, thanks to the teachings of Buddha, I've always been able to take the second way. I've always been able to learn compassion. And it's interesting. In some comparative religions that I've read, the Buddha was about compassion and Jesus was about love and forgiveness. And they're two great religious figures, but if we look at them from a spiritual understanding, their lives were somewhat similar. But the Buddhists work more with compassion as well as forgiveness. And the Dalai Lama, born with this beautiful, wonderful, joyous sense of humor, includes humor in everything he does and everything he works with. And Jesus worked with love and compassion and forgiveness. And Jesus was a little bit more about forgiveness. And if you look at the stories and the parables in the Bible around Jesus, they are more of loving forgiveness, kindness. And Buddha, or the Dalai Lama, talks about kindness on so many different levels. And he says, if you want to be happy, practice compassion. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. Again, even though our last radio show was about scream and shout and laugh it out, and we had quite a number of discussion about can humor harm someone and How does humor and laughter shift perspective? Today, we're talking even more about the importance of humor for living a purposeful life. The purpose of life is to be joyful, is to be happy. And how does this heal? Well, I've read quotes that says, humor is the shortest distance between two people. And the Dalai Lama talks about the art of happiness in troubled times. And he talks so much about the art of happiness and how you can be compassion, be the source of compassion, be optimistic. There's a Dalai Lama's 18 rules for living, and I'll just briefly run through them. And listen to what all he has to say. The 18 rules for life. And he says, at the start of the new millennium, the Dalai Lama issued 18 rules for living. The first rule, take into account that great love and achievements also involve great risk. Great risk. And the second one is, when you lose, don't lose the lesson. And the third is, follow the three R's. Respect for self, respect for others, or responsibility for all of your actions. The fourth is, remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck. The fifth one is, learn the rules so you know how to break them properly. I really love that one. I've heard that one many times before. Don't let a little dispute injure a great friendship. Number seven is, when you realize you've made a mistake, take immediate actions to correct it. Number eight is, spend some time alone each and every day. Number nine is, open your arms to change, but don't let go of your values. In other words, when you're opening your arms to change, come from a place of values where you, by the opening, you don't lose your values. Number 10, remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Oh, that might be a great title for a show. Number 11 is life. When you're old and think back, you'll be able to enjoy it for a second time. And that's, again, touching on living a life with no regrets. A loving atmosphere in your home is a focus for your life. Number 13, in disagreements with loved ones, deal only with the current situation. Don't bring up the past. Can't change it. It's already happened. Deal with the now. Share your knowledge. It's a way to achieve immortality. Be gentle with the earth is number 15. Number 16 reminds us, once a year, go someplace you've never been before. 17 is, the best relationship is one in which your love for each other exceeds your need for each other. And number 18, judge your success by what you had to give up in order to get it, what he has to say. And in coming back, these rules are so simple, they're so easy, and yet they may not be easy to follow or easy to live by, because there are just too many things that keep stepping up and getting in our way of having all of these wonderful things, joy, happiness. But it all does begin with you. The root of all goodness lies in the soil of appreciation for goodness. So in other words, what you grow, you also see. And the last quote from the Dalai Lama to end today's show. It is necessary to help others, not only in our prayers, but in our daily lives. If we find we cannot help others, the least we can do is desist from harming them. He says that in several different ways and he wants to spread happiness and harmony wherever he goes. So I'm going to take a hint from the Dalai Lama about one of the tools that I would never like to be without. And it's a skill, and it's one that you create, and it's living with optimism, living from a humorous point. I saw something not too long ago, it was probably on Facebook or something, that says, doesn't matter whether the glass is half full or half empty, the point is, the glass is refillable. Doesn't even matter what's in it. If you don't like what's in it, you can pour it out and refill it with what you would like. So we're never stuck with what we think we're stuck with if we begin living in the present moment, releasing the past and letting it go, having compassion for ourselves and others, using humor as a fuel to just move us out of the place of being stuck and into the actions that will take us where we ultimately want to go, all the while being present along the way. So I'll take a hint from the Dalai Lama, and if someone asks me what I'm doing, I will talk in terms of just being in this present moment. Right now, I'm being happy. Right now, I'm being present with all of you. Right now, I'm feeling compassion and joy. How does it get any better than this? Okay, one of the things that I'm going to be doing for fun is I've got a couple of meetings scheduled with people that I haven't seen for a while, and we're going to get together and do some brainstorming about what to do, where to go with our businesses, and how to move forward. I've had a lot of people contact me about working with me one-on-one, and I'm slowly moving into that realm. Stay tuned. You may hear some really important things as I learn what else is possible and keep asking the questions, how does it get any better than this? See you on next week's show. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.